Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in. It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio, talking Kaepernick, Antonio Brown, and also Joe Flacco, and so much more in the National Football League. And we'll do so right now with the editor-in-chief at fansided.com, and that's Jason Cole. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at JasonCole62, who's covered the NFL for a long time, and he's kind enough to join us on CBS Sports Radio. Jason, been a while. Thank you for the time. Welcome back to the Zach Gelb Show, and how are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, doing fantastic, and we're still reacting to the settlement that was reached between the NFL, Colin Kaepernick, and Eric Reid. News did break on Friday. You've had now Saturday to digest it. What's your reaction when you give it a few thoughts and, you know, tell us what's on your mind about that?
I have no idea what it means. I hate to disappoint you, Zach, but I don't know what the terms are, and nobody does. So the people who are pontificating about this, saying that it means this or it means that, I don't know. Now, if he got a lot of money, that means that they had really great evidence and they had leverage on him. If he didn't get a lot of money, maybe Garagos, you know, cut bait at a certain point and just said, hey, let's move on from this so we can get the guy back in the league and maybe get him back playing, right? But I don't know what that means. There's a lot of assuming that's going on and a lot of guessing that's going on. And that's fine. But I don't want to be part of that. And so I think it's interesting that it's gotten done. I think it was interesting that Garagos said on CNN tonight that he anticipates that Kaepernick is going to get a job. That's really fascinating to me. But it's also fascinating to me that the NFL didn't, you know, ask for part of the settlement that he not play in the NFL again to avoid this mess. They seem open to him playing again, which, again, makes me wonder about the nature of the settlement. So I have a lot of questions about it. There are not a lot of answers other than it's done. And I have not seen any hard evidence that indicates there was true collusion. There's a belief of collusion. I think we're all pretty, you know, we all believe that that happened. But there's a difference between believing it and proving it. Like, I haven't seen the Peter Uberoff memo from the 1980s that got baseball into so much trouble about collusion and antitrust. That one was big. We haven't seen that yet.
I'll tell you, with the CNN interview, because that was something that I thought, because there's so many things that we don't have the answers to, like you're saying. I was wondering if the NFL said he could play again or if they were just going to say, we don't want you to ever get an opportunity to play in the league again. They didn't ask him that directly, but yes, Garagos said the Panthers, the Pats, and then gave a really odd answer, a former coach, and he'll make us do the homework on that. If you had to just give us your gut feeling on it, do you think he'll get a chance to play again, and do you expect him to be back in the National Football League?
You know, it's after all this time, you kind of wonder whether they'll let him back in the club. But if Garagos is saying that with this kind of confidence immediately after this, I got to.
Well, he said it before, too. If you remember, he said it earlier in the year.
I know exactly. He said it before last season that, you know, he was going to be back in and never happened. After all the quarterbacks who've been signed, you know, it's hard to believe he'll get another chance, but maybe this, you know, maybe having this settlement and getting it out of the way, and maybe he's agreed to stop kneeling as part of the settlement. Who knows what he's agreed to or what he hasn't. Or maybe he's agreed to kind of shut his mouth on some other issues so that he can just do his job. If that's part of the settlement and get him back in the league, you know, then good for him, okay? Because he deserves another chance to play. He's certainly qualified physically to play in this game. And anybody who says that he's just not good enough, okay, I understand he's not good enough to be in the top half of starters in the NFL right now, and he wasn't. But Josh Johnson? Mark Sanchez?
Nate Peterman?
Like, come on.
Blake Bortles?
Just go on and on and on. I mean, he's better than those guys. And if you're trying to win games, you should take a chance on him. Now, I know there's people who have differences with him. And also, this is an entertainment business. And if you think you can't sell tickets for this guy, I understand that. But I don't think that that's necessarily the case. I think we've seen with the Nike ad and that whole campaign that there are a lot more people who accept him than don't.
What do you think the Jaguars are going to do at their quarterback position?
Nick Foles. They're interested in Nick Foles. So I think if it's not a very costly trade, if there's a franchise in that, or if he's available as a free agent, I think that that's the place he's going to go. It makes the most sense. I think the Giants will have some interest in Foles, but not as much as the Jaguars. And the Jaguars need to get a guy right now who's ready to play. I think the Giants would rather play in the draft game if they can.
So you expect Eli Manning to be on the roster for this upcoming season then?
Yeah, I expect knowing the Mara family and John Mara in particular, I expect that they're going to give him one last year and say, look, we're taking a quarterback. We're going to take Locke or we're going to take Haskins or whoever it happens to be. We want you to train that kid up and get him ready, sort of like what Kurt Warner did for you, but we're going to move on. And this way Eli can, you know, go out as a Giant, hopefully, and, you know, maybe make one more run. Who knows how it'll play out. But I think they would rather let Eli go out as a Giant rather than force him out. But if they have to force him out, I think they will.
Jason Cole here with us on CBS Sports Radio. I know it's not official yet until the league year starts, but you have Flacco going to the Broncos. Elway, it didn't really inspire me, and I know he's not been great at picking quarterbacks post-Manning, to put that in a kind way. What did you make of Flacco and going to the Broncos?
It tells me that the quarterbacks in this draft aren't that good.
Like, in Elway's mind, right?
In Elway's mind. I think in most scouts' minds, I mean, this is not the draft of last year where there's so many guys that people thought so highly of. There are guys that people are talking themselves into taking in the first round. This sort of reminds me of that E.J. Manuel Geno Smith draft, where everybody's talking about how good these guys could be and the guys up the board in this, and then it's like, nah, maybe not. You know, everybody's so excited about a 5'9" quarterback. That's not normal, right? Now, Kyler Murray is not normal. I get it. But when you're talking about him being in the top 10 picks of a draft, are you kidding me? Like, you're going to go that far out on a kid who's that small that you're going to have to, like, build around in a very specific way with, you know, big offensive linemen to keep him clean in the pocket and big receivers to make it easier to find him. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that, and that just tells me that the overall class of quarterbacks is very, very weak.
Jason Cole here with us on CBS Sports Radio from fansided.com. Another day, a lot more tweets from Antonio Brown. This situation
can't help
just
himself.
Yeah, it continues to get worse and worse by the second. And it's not only him. The organization right now, I feel like there's a lack of control with the coach, you know, the quarterback ripping Brown in an interview, you know, earlier in the year and all that stuff. It's a mess. You had the Le'Veon Bell situation as well. This is not going to get repaired, so I'm not going to ask you that. What are the teams that come to mind right away where AB could possibly be traded to?
Any? Except for
the Pats and the North.
The Pats and the North.
But what are the two or three that really catch your eye and you go, like, that would be great? You know, that'd be really fun to watch.
Oh, I mean, guy, put him with a good quarterback anywhere, right? Now, I think you have to have a quarterback with really great arm talent who can make adjustments as he's throwing, because Antonio Brown, as people have told me, will kind of make it up as he goes along. Like, especially if he gets man coverage, he will run whatever route he wants to run. So you have to have a quarterback who can read that. Roethlisberger was really good at reading that and making adjustments as he threw. So you have to have special talent there. But you know, there's a number of guys like that. I mean, could you imagine with him with Aaron Rodgers? I mean,
would be something.
I mean, yeah. Or you know, I mean, I'd love to see Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know that Jimmy Garoppolo knows how to make that adjustment right now, but in Kyle Shanahan's offense, yeah, that'd be interesting. But again, I think that
would AB's attitude change though, Jason? Like, I know he wants a new start, but is there concerns there with the attitude, with how much it's been about himself?
I think any GM's going to look at him and say, are you going to, like, get off of social media? Like, if I was a GM, I mean, I remember this funny story. When Chad Johnson, and not that Chad had a great year in New England, right?
Sure.
But when Chad went there, and he and Belichick really get along.
Yeah.
In a very strange, bizarro way, right? But Belichick really likes Chad. But when he traded for Chad, Chad came into the office. He basically looked at him and said, you're going to turn that, and I won't say the word because you got an SEC issue.
Yeah.
You're going to turn that
snap
off.
Face off.
Yeah, right. Yes. Which emoji? Yes.
Yeah. The poop emoji. The poop Johnson emoji.
Yeah. The poop emoji. Yeah. You're going to turn that off, right? So Chad was like, I guess I'm turning that off.
Guess so, Bill.
Yeah. And so I think that any GM's going to look at Antonio and say, there's no social media in the locker room. There's no social media. You're gonna shut it all off.
What happens if Antonio Brown says bleep that, though?
Then I don't trade for you. You can go play for somebody else. Because I can't have this. I'm a GM, and look, he's a great player and everything. I don't want to change everything about him, but his life has gotten really bizarro.
No question.
It's not just the social media. It's throwing furniture, a big giant 4-foot vase off of a 14th floor balcony that almost killed somebody. Going 100 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour traffic zone. The stuff that he's done lately. You know, the complication, you know, he's got a lot of women in his life, you know, a lot of kids, right? I mean, I think he's got four, but he's got a lot of women in his life. I mean, these guys make their life really complicated. So how about we say, let's make their life less complicated and more focused on football. And if you're willing to do that, then I'm willing to work with you and you're a great player. But you got to meet me part of the way.
Where do you think Le'Veon Bell's playing next year, by the way?
Chicago.
Oh, wow. That would be something. Because, you know, the Jets and the Colts are two others that come to mind, but that'd be one big move for Chicago.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do. I mean, I'm not saying that's 100%
sure.
Done or anything else like that. I'm not reporting that. But there's a strong interest. There's a strong interest from what I've heard in that happening. So, yeah, that Jets. They'll pay to, you know, help out Darnold. I mean, if I had Sam Darnold, I want to start getting him weapons as soon as possible. And certainly Le'Veon Bell is a great weapon.
Last one for Jason Cole at Jason Cole 62. You can read him editor-in-chief at fansided.com. With the Kareem Hunt situation, I know it's almost impossible to try to guess how many games he's going to get from Roger Goodell in these types of situations, but what are you hearing? Are you hearing anything on that front and what the punishment could be for Kareem Hunt?
I think what Adam Schefter has already reported, that 10 to 12 game range, is accurate. I mean, the fact that the NFL got embarrassed in this one, they usually come down harder when they get embarrassed in situations like this. And you're talking about not just one incident that's on video, but you're probably talking about a second incident. And the fact that the kid basically lied about it, you know, hid from the truth, all of that works against them in a very, very significant way. So I think you're talking 10, 12 games. Certainly more than less. This is not going to be a four-game situation. This is going to be a statement kind of thing. And the kid's going to have to pay a serious penance, especially now that he's back in Cleveland. I mean, the thing that worries me the most about this is, you know, his incidents have happened in Cleveland. And the Browns signed him. I mean, I like John Dorsey, you know, I talked to him quite a bit. But, and I haven't talked to him since this, but I have a hard time when you bring a guy back into an environment where he's already gotten in trouble a couple of times.
Jason Cole, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always.
No problem. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.